Anger is a powerful emotion. It can protect, defend, and motivate. But when left unchecked, it can also destroy. In fact, I have seen countless lives shattered because of one angry moment, often in a split second that changed everything. In today's episode, we're diving deep into the hidden dangers of uncontrolled anger. You'll hear the story of Joe, a man whose anger nearly cost him his marriage, business, and happiness, until one unexpected moment changed his life forever. This episode isn't just about understanding anger, it's about mastering it once and for all. Hello and welcome to episode 122 of the Anger Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Alistair Dews. Over the last 30 years, I've taught over 15,000 men and women how to control their anger, master their emotions, and build calmer, happier, and more respectful relationships. In this podcast, I share some of the same powerful tools and techniques that have helped my clients transform their lives. For free support on your anger management journey, including a free training and the opportunity to book a free 30-minute anger assessment call with me, visit my website, angersecrets.com. I'd be honored to support you in taking control of your anger once and for all. Now, let's jump into today's topic. Are you letting anger ruin your life? Anger is a normal human emotion that we all experience from time to time. But what happens when anger gets out of control? Or when anger stops being a fleeting emotion and starts taking over your life? As you may know, the consequences can be devastating. One of the most heartbreaking examples of this happened with a man I'll call Joe. Joe is a smart, successful businessman. When I saw him, he was running a small construction company with his wife, Tracy. But Joe's anger was a serious problem, even at work. For example, when things didn't go his way at work, he'd often lose his temper. He would shout, swear, and verbally lash out at his staff. And the saddest part? Joe knew the impact his behavior had. He could see the fear and discomfort in his employees' faces. But in those heated moments, his anger completely took over. Joe's anger also affected Tracy. She'd often step in whenever Joe's temper flared, gently trying to keep the peace. But the more Tracy tried to intervene, the angrier Joe would get. It created a vicious cycle that left Tracy feeling constantly stressed, having to manage Joe's outbursts while supporting their staff. This dynamic went on for almost 30 years. In this time, Joe and Tracy's business thrived. But underneath the surface, the damage Joe's anger was doing was growing. Then one day, everything came to a head. Joe lost his temper, again. But this time, unknown to Joe, his outburst was caught on a security camera. Tracy, understandably, had had enough. She saved the footage, waited a few days for Joe to cool off, and then showed it to him. Joe was stunned. He watched the footage in silence, his face pale. He told me it was like watching a stranger, a man consumed by rage. What shocked Joe the most was his staff's reaction. He saw them flinch with fear in their eyes. Joe was mortified. He said, "I couldn't believe it. That's not how I saw myself, but cameras don't lie." He said me, "I couldn't believe it. That's not how I saw myself, but cameras don't lie." For the first time, Joe truly saw the impact of his anger. He saw how it hurt the people around him, how it poisoned his workplace, and how it was driving a wedge between him and Tracy. That moment was his wake-up call. That is why Joe came to see me. "I want to control my anger," he said. "I can't keep doing this. I don't want to be this person anymore." I could see Joe was serious. But to be honest, working with Joe wasn't easy. Joe started off stubborn and opinionated. He had strong beliefs about right and wrong, and he wasn't shy about arguing them. But that was part of the problem. Joe was so focused on being right that he couldn't see the damage his anger was causing. I said to him something he didn't want to hear. "It's not about being right, Joe. It's about being calm. It's about staying in control